from the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Here's your Cruise News Briefs for Saturday, July 3rd, 2021. Royal Caribbean has offered up its ship Explorer of the Seas to serve as a temporary residence for first responders in the Surfside condo collapse, which is just a few miles from Miami Beach. In a Facebook post, the line's president, Michael Bailey, said that up to 600 first responders will stay on the ship for a few weeks. In addition to the cabin, the ship will also provide hot meals, laundry service, and Wi-Fi to the search and rescue teams. As of Saturday morning, 22 people have been found dead and over 100 still remain unaccounted for. And on Friday evening, Royal Caribbean's Freedom of the Seas sailed on its first revenue cruise from Port Miami. The captain made an announcement on Sail Away that 85% of the guests on board were fully vaccinated. The ship left port around 7 p.m. yesterday. And Crystal Cruises is officially back to sailing as Crystal Serenity departs Nassau later today for a seven-night cruise to an all-Bahamas itinerary. The round-trip itinerary will include stops at Great Exuma, San Salvador, Bimini, and Long Island. To sail, guests must be fully vaccinated, and masks will be optional on board. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill that overturns Key West's vote to enforce restrictions on large cruise ships. In November, voters approved ballot questions that would limit the number of daily cruise visitors to 1,500, banning vessels carrying over 1,300, and prioritizing berths for cruise lines with the best health and environmental records. The Key West city manager said that if the laws had been enacted, cruise lines might have stopped visiting Key West altogether, regardless of their ship sizes. And taking a look at cruise line stocks for Friday, Carnival Corporation down 1% to 26.06, Royal Caribbean flat at 86.04, and Norwegian 29.00 down 2%. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I almost said aboard Celebrity Edge, but I'm back in my studio for a couple of days. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Happy 4th.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.